This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. Philadelphia is on the map as a budding innovation hub. My guest, Robert J. Moore, says the city is a lean startup's paradise. He's hot off a networking conference held this week at University City Science Center, where he spoke highly about the value of collaboration. Welcome, Robert.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
You're the head of Philadelphia-based RJ Metrics, which does data mining for small businesses. You're very comfortable sharing your company's startup story for others in the startup scene. What's to be gained from this kind of sharing for you and for them?
Sure. I think that there is a lot to be gained by just increasing the visibility of what you're working on as an entrepreneur. And the very complimentary flip side of that is that building a community creates a snowball effect of that kind of credibility. I think it means a lot more to have a startup exist within an ecosystem that has some credibility in and of itself.
Give us an example of what collaboration among startups has looked like and how it might be changing.
Sure. In the Philly scene, so we've been around for a little over 5 years now. And when we first started here, it was myself and my co-founder, Jake, in my attic in Collingswood, New Jersey. And to be honest, there really wasn't all that much community. And over the course of the last 5 years, it's been really amazing to see organizations like Philly Startup Leaders emerge. And more broadly, just the diversity of ways you can learn about technology in Philly growing.
What does Philadelphia have to offer that makes it a lean startups paradise? Those are your words.
Sure, yeah. I always have viewed Philadelphia as having this really great combination of West Coast ambitions and East Coast sensibilities. But at the same time, we lack part of that frenzy that goes on in a lot of cases on the West Coast, where a lot of money is being thrown at ideas as the default, and you end up in a situation that's very, very high risk and very, very high reward. If I were to contrast this to cities that are better known for their startup ecosystems, I think the things that stand out are Philadelphia has a much lower cost of living. Philadelphia has a amazing university system where I think there is a constant stream of recent graduates that are very, very energetic, motivated about getting their first or their second job, and willing to take on a risk at that stage in their life by joining an earlier stage company. And those to me are very valuable raw materials that can be combined as assets for a young company to grow really rapidly without having to spend millions and millions of dollars on getting off the ground. That's a paradise to me.
Philadelphia is aiming to be the next great innovation hub by the year 2025. Is this realistic? And you get to be king for a day here. What would that hub look like?
I think ultimately the important thing in defining whether or not Philadelphia is a major innovation hub is letting Philadelphia have its own identity. I don't view us as being a city that needs to dethrone New York or a city that needs to have more dollars flowing into it than Silicon Valley in order to be a major hub of innovation. I think what we need is to really incubate the people who are here now working on entrepreneurship and create a legacy around entrepreneurs.
The word bubble can be conceived as a bad word in business. What might burst Philadelphia's innovation bubble should we reach a bubble status down the road?
Nothing would make me happier than us reaching a bubble status at some point in the future, because I think we are so far from that right now. I think that Philly is a community that is inherently anti-bubble in a lot of ways, just because of the very lean and bootstrap-oriented mentality that most of our entrepreneurial community has. When you go to a Philly Startup Leaders meeting, you're meeting people who are operating out of their basements, operating out of co-working spaces, and figuring out ways to learn more about how they can crack a market wide open without being overly indulgent about investing inappropriate amounts of money in that idea. And that, to me, that's the DNA of an ecosystem that is more immune to bubbles than many others would be.
I have to ask about a rap song that you wrote and performed. I found it on a Technically Philly blog. Was this plain silliness or a stroke of genius to use a song to promote your own company?
I think, I've always been a hip-hop fan. It's been something that's a hobby of mine for quite some time. Also a big comedy fan. I'm on a house team at Philly Improv Theater here in the city. And combining my passions on the side with my 80-plus hour a week job is always something that is exciting. So we got an opportunity in our very early days to record a rap song about our business and what we were looking to do, and it actually ended up being a really valuable asset for us. It's communicated what we're up to a lot of people that we probably wouldn't have reached otherwise. And back when we released it, I think we tripled the revenue of our business based on leads we got from that rap video alone.
So when you're saying that, when you recommend collaboration, would you say to other folks, hey, make a rap video?
That would be competition. I don't know. I don't know if I can handle it.
Well, thanks, Robert.
Thank you so much.
Robert J. Moore is the co-founder and CEO of RJ Metrics. And, oh yeah, here he is, boasting. Stuck scratching your head, you'll be dead in the water. Here's a couple signs that you're going to get slaughtered. Your six-month peak was a TechCrunch mention. Your churn rate's deep, you got no retention. Join AdSense and declare success, but your cloud tag's only got one word. Test. You build a couple widgets and a wiki that scales, and then you pitch people double because they did it in Rails. How you doing in sales? I know it's probably slow, yo, because I need some aviators just to look at your logo. You got the